the same expectations that I've had my whole life, the same expectations that we had at Bama to win games and dominate every game and go win a championship.
You were at Alabama for
it's all about the work. It's all about the process. It's all about doing everything daily to push yourself to be where we need to be at the end of the ride. I would say the day of or day like before the decision, it was pretty much just sitting on FaceTime with him and my uncle, just talking about what was going to go into the decision and seeing their input on what they had to say about things. I would say I'm a pretty respectful person, and I respect the people that reached out to me, even if I really wasn't trying to look at their school. So I'd probably say like 80 of them. I feel like you have to have some sort of idea, but people have an idea where they're going to go during recruitment too, so I wouldn't say it's that big of a difference. But you definitely have to have a more of a singular mindset on a few places. Very calm, very, I like to chill out, not a lot to do, just hang out with my people, hang out with my friends, hang out with my family, just be around people. It was a highlight for me for sure, just being named that and growing a relationship with Sean Alexander. He's a great person, and learning about him, it was definitely an honor for me. I feel like more than just Lathan and Sonny can complement each other. A lot of people in the secondary can work together to be cohesive and be a brotherhood. So, but Lathan and Sonny, they welcome me, and I appreciate them for that. So I think us working together, we can do some real damage.
But there's a game
I would say as a collective, the whole season, you can see the growth. You can see the growth from the beginning of the season to the end. But I would say Mississippi State or Texas A&M would probably be the best two. Oh, I can't say that. That's for God to decide. I can't really say that, honestly. Definitely as a high school. Not as rushed, I would say. I would say I'm elite at that, being able to watch film and determine what are the keys to look at each play, being able to determine which guys I need to change up my techniques for, being able to determine what I'm looking at in terms of before the play and what my teammates need to look at before the play. I would say I'm elite at that, and being able to make those differences each week are a big thing for me. There's a lot of similarities. Coach Blue runs a great program, and I love everything that he did for me there and those guys that worked there, like Coach UJ. So I'm appreciative of how they worked, and they did great things there. Coach Mick does a great job here, so I can't really say one's better than the other, but Coach Mick, he's a very intense person. Oh, I love the city. I love being around here. I love the feel of the town. So just being a part of it is a great thing for me. I expect us to be one of the best. I expect us to excel and be better than they were last year. I expect us to be elite. Excuse me? I mean, I saw it, but honestly, it was about me making my own decision. Me making the decision that was best for myself. So, I mean, I'm glad they made that decision for themselves, but it was for me. Oh, I appreciated Seth when I got recruited to Bama. So just the relationship I have with him is great. But at the end of the day, it was about for me making my own decision. Genuine person. He's very, very corny and funny. But I love that guy. He's he helped me be able to adjust easier to Bama. So I really appreciate it. Yeah, probably like 2 weeks, yeah. Very strong-willed. You can see the intensity that he goes about his business with. Very focused person.
How do you make sure you're the best?
Just being able to learn about the new guys, being able to have relationships with each of them, because that was... I mean, at the end of the day, meshing with people is really just about your ability to understand people and grow a relationship with a person. So I would just say being genuine and learning about each person.
Talk about your study
I'm a very focused person, so whatever I choose to focus on, that's what it is. So if I'm home, if I'm reading a book, watching TV, watching YouTube, read my Bible, anything, I mean, I would say I'm focused on whatever I'm doing. Love to watch Buda Baker. He's a very elite player. Love to watch Micah Fitzpatrick, but I like to watch players that played in the past, like Ed Reed, Brian Dawkins, Ronnie Lott. Those players have shaped a lot of my game, I would say. I do my thing. I do my thing. I would say it's the safety I really like watching. I wouldn't say... my game is a lot similar to him. I feel like you take pieces from everybody's game. So, like, even me watching Charles Woodson, like, just seeing how he plays. I mean, in the NFL, he played a very different type of game, which I really liked how he played. So, just learning about that and seeing how he played was a big thing. I talked to him probably a couple of days before I committed. During recruitment, I talked to him a lot for sure, and we had a great relationship. I also had a good relationship with Malik Hartford and Jordan Hancock. So those guys, I talked to those guys a little bit before I committed, so they're good people.
Last question.
I feel like they wanted to win, so it wasn't really a surprise to me. I feel like if they made that decision, that they made that decision because it was the best for themselves.